Wednesday, April 20th. Having a conversation concerning today's headlines and real-life challenges. I'm Tom Lamprecht along with Pastor Harry Reeder. Stay with us as we apply a biblical worldview with gospel solutions to put the issues of today in perspective. Harry, there is an interesting article out of Psychology Today. Research reveals long-term harm of state pre-K programs. Harry, we've heard time after time after time that all we need to have a better society is better education. This interesting study out of Tennessee shows us that adding heavy academics to pre-K and kindergarten programs, Harry, the long-term results were far from what was expected.
And Tom, here's something that's very important. When the cultural elite say what you need is more education, they are immediately thinking of a very narrow academic enterprise built around a classroom and verbal instruction that takes place. And by the way, why are we doing this program? Because in the State of the Union speech, Joe Biden, our president, says he has an initiative whereby he wants to extend government educational initiative to kindergarten and preschool. In other words, government school now is not first grade through the sixth grade and then the junior high and then the senior high, but now it's going to reach in to bring in the children, not simply five, now four, and the children are now going to spend their childhood in the context of these pre-K, and this is being declared as this wonderful offering that is going to assist all of the families. I believe this study of what was attempted in Tennessee that is now basically being proposed out of the president's State of the Union is, as you just said, counterproductive. What happened is, in the state of Tennessee, they put together a pre-K academically weighted program for children. And here's what the results were. Those that were pre-K, when they went to kindergarten, there was a marked ability of being academically able. When they went from kindergarten, and then those that were part of the program in kindergarten, when they went to the first grade, there was a marked facility in being academically engaged. But those that weren't soon surpassed them. And as they continued through the educational process, by the time you get to the sixth grade, those that had not gone through the pre-K or the kindergarten academically weighted program that was implemented by the government, those that hadn't gone through it actually were far outpacing those who had gone through it. Then it gets worse because as they continued into what we call junior high and senior high school, as they continued into the secondary educational years, now serious behavioral problems began to crop up with much more identifiable frequency in the lives of those who went through the academically trained program. The others not only now had surpassed them academically, but were clearly much more dependable and functional socially in life in general and in the school system in particular. So what does this tell us? Well, number one, the promises that are made by the policies of government-supported and implemented education for your children in pre-kindergarten and kindergarten and pre-kindergarten are false claims. The claims are all they need is education, but how do they define education? They go to great lengths to show the competencies of the teachers that they're hiring and the academically heavy curriculum. And let me be even more specific. 5.5 hours would be given to the academic engagement to pre-K children. Tom, pre-K children ought to be out in the yard grabbing a stick and figuring out how I'm going to win the World Series or something. They ought to be doing games, imaginary games, exercise. That's what they ought to be doing. And by the way, that is learning. But what is loss is the government's ability to control the learning. This is another overreach of government into the life of the family so that now the family loses even more engagement with their children in their most crucial years. Do you know when a child begins to develop their world in life view? It's right at the age of two, the second birthday. And it's not because they're in a classroom. It's because they're imitating. It's because they're observing. It's because they're engaged. Let me send you to Luke 2:52. Here's the one perfect case of human formation, and that's Jesus. Jesus grew in wisdom, stature, favor with God, and favor with man. And believe me, he was not in a classroom. He was in a family, and the family was in a synagogue, and the synagogue was in a town. And he was exposed to educational enterprises. His family went, it seems, on a yearly basis to Jerusalem to meet at the temple, to go to the feast, to gain instruction. And he grew in wisdom, stature, favor with God, and favor with man. Wisdom, the ability to live life with knowledge and understanding. Stature, a healthy body. Favor with God, spiritual disciplines of life in terms of preaching and teaching and time in the Word and prayer, and then favor with man, social skills and social discipline. Where did it take place? In the context of the family. And then the family made use of their local church. But what was absent was the government's control of the educational process. Listen, I want to tell parents something very clearly. One of our responsibilities when we have children is to educate our children, raise them in the nurture and admonition of the Lord. We are called to raise them up. And I am fully aware that you can make use of and should make use of teachers outside of your family in the life of your child. And those who teach your children ought to line up with those who are teaching you and your family and your church. And they ought to line up with what you are teaching your children. And this initiative is designed to be an overreach and draw your children out of your family, even at an earlier age under the state. And the science and the outcomes clearly tell you what they are promising to give to your child through getting them earlier actually is contradictory to what the child experiences, which is a loss of learning ability and an elevation of social behavior issues in life. So please realize God was right. You as a family not simply have a right, you have a responsibility to raise your children. Our Puritan forefathers called it the three-legged stool of church, family, and school. That is crucial in the raising of your covenant children before the Lord. Please, please do not be sold in the name of convenience and false promises to hand our children over to government schools at an even earlier age. No, education isn't simply sitting in a classroom with a academic-heavy curriculum administered early in their life. Learning takes place in life. Yes, you need classroom instruction for your children in the right time by the right people. But realize your children need to learn in life, inside the house, outside the house, in relationships, in a neighborhood, in your church, extended family, and that is a learning enterprise. I cannot even begin to tell you how much I learned by my three-week vacations with my grandparents every summer. I cannot tell you what it was like to go with my dad to work and watch how he did his work. All of those pieces of life are learning. And let your children be children. The government is basically treating your child as a small adult, and they're using what you would do in adult life to educate them. They are children, and they need to learn the way children learn. And praise God, they can develop a childlike faith so that later in life, they don't have a childish faith.
If you're listening to Today in Perspective over the radio, let me invite you to subscribe to Today in Perspective. It's easy. On your smartphone or your tablet, go to your podcast icon. Type in Today in Perspective with Harry Reeder. Each and every weekday will automatically download to your device a new edition of this podcast. A great way to stay in touch. Well, do stop by again tomorrow, Thursday, as we continue our conversation and as we apply a biblical worldview to put the issues of today in perspective.